This is WLRN News. I'm Nadej Green. A private high school in Broward is facing questions about discrimination after it expelled a Black student who is receiving financial aid. American Heritage School expelled the senior after a verbal confrontation with a basketball coach in November. The school says the expulsion was fair and followed their protocols. But a prominent civil rights attorney has gotten involved, and so has a high-powered couple with children at the school, actress Gabrielle Union and Miami Heat star Dwayne Wade. On November 13th, Cyrus Nance texted his mom, Angela Cross, to pick him up immediately. He told her he was expelled from school for an argument he had the day before with the girls' basketball coach, and that he was driven off campus in a golf cart.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my child.
A few weeks later, Cross and her son Cyrus stood next to each other at a press conference. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump was speaking on the family's behalf.
How does that work if you are a white coach and you make an allegation against a Black student? We don't even listen to the Black student side of the story. We just act on it. Well, that's not due process. That's not fair.
Crump is talking about what led to Cyrus Nance's expulsion. Nance and a few of his friends, including Zaire Wade, Dwayne Wade's son, were playing on the school's basketball court when they weren't supposed to be. According to Nance, the girls' basketball coach confronted the teens and used expletives. Nance and the coach had a verbal exchange where he used expletives too. The next day, he was expelled.
I just want to make clear that American Heritage has not discriminated.
Eric Schwartzreich is an attorney representing the school.
And this is a situation where a student was expelled for more than just cursing.
The school declined to say what else happened, but a student can get expelled for cursing. According to the student handbook, cursing at a staff member is on a list of zero tolerance offenses that include making a bomb threat and bringing drugs to school. Cyrus Nance transferred to American Heritage from Stranahan High this school year. Cross says she sacrificed for her son to attend and play basketball at the private school his senior year.
My purpose was for my son to have an education. I do this alone by myself.
As part of the financial aid agreement, Cross says she agreed to work about 10 to 15 hours a week at the school. She would leave her job at an insurance company to complete her assigned task, helping to clean the school's campus.
I had to mop the floors. I had to clean out, the windows. I had to vacuum.
The hours went towards her son's tuition cost. When he was expelled, she says, security made her return her badge and the keys she was given to clean the school. Cyrus Nance's family and their attorneys are challenging whether the school applies its rules evenly for all students. Gabrielle Union says that's why she and her husband Dwayne Wade are speaking out.
We had to get involved. We will pay for the legal fees because we know that expulsion would not have happened to a full tuition family.
Union and Wade's son and nephew were on the basketball court with Nance the day the argument happened.
And we felt it was our duty as parents of privilege to speak about the privilege our children are given and the fact that there are two tiers of justice and discipline that exist in the world and exist at that school. But we thought surely if we point it out, they will rectify it.
Union says she also brought up a separate incident to the school, where the same girls' basketball coach used profanity with her and Wade's boys. American Heritage says it did investigate that incident and found the coach did nothing wrong. And the school fully investigated what happened the day Nance and the same coach got into an argument, says attorney Eric Schwartzreich.
Cyrus was expelled in this situation for more than just cursing. He violated school rules, school procedures, and that's why he was expelled.
There is video of the incident. Nance, his mother, and attorney went to the school in the hopes of seeing it, but they said the school required them to sign a non-disclosure agreement before viewing it. They refused to sign and accused American Heritage of not being transparent.
They didn't want to see the video. They wouldn't sign anything. There's other children or students' images on there, and they ended up walking out of there.
Cyrus Nance says he wanted to go back to American Heritage. He'll have to find another school to finish his senior year. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.